When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Ambulatory NFL person, the godmother of quality footwear. You found the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back. 801 ESPN 97.5.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Lance and I were just talking about running backs in the league right now, and they're overplaying their hand. Listen, Austin Eckler, I'm not sure how much he's going to get. How much more is he going to get from his 6'2"? You look at Dalvin Cook. He's made his way out of Minnesota. Saquon is at a standstill with his contract situation.
Well, he can't.
It's just not.
Jonathan Taylor right now wants to get paid.
What does he want to get?
I mean, well, he wants, like everyone wants to get. Look, running backs are looking at wide receiver money, and they're like, "What the hell." I'm sorry. This is supply and demand. This is the capital. The same thing that has caused quarterbacks to rise and everyone cheers for the bag, and wide receivers and everyone cheers for the bag. It's the same system that it's going to come from somewhere else. And the people who get hurt by it are running backs because, frankly, the view has gone that you are replaceable or you're good for the rookie contract but bad for the second contract.
And that plays out every time.
And there's a lot of history to that.
There
like,
is.
I don't know what running backs are pissed off, but I don't know what to tell you. You can't. NFL is just not going to give you money for free.
Yep. So, I mean, I think DeAndre, he's overplayed his hand. D-Hop.
Yeah.
D-Hop has overplayed
Hop's
his hand.
At the end of his career.
I'm not playing for this. I want this money. You just ain't getting it. You're overplaying your hand. You know who else overplayed their hand? James Harden. Here's Brian Windhorst talking about the James Harden situation right now. Maybe James overplayed his hand a bit.
Look at the Sixers as we come into the Harden situation. The Sixers are not desperate. While they absolutely want James Harden back, and I think there is a way that they can play together and still be highly successful, the Sixers have other moves they can make. If Harden walks, they have cap space. They have tradable contracts. They have things that they can do. So Harden is important, but he is not the be-all and end-all for the 76ers.
And see, this is always my contention about Daryl Morey. I get that Daryl loves James and all that. But Embiid's the better player, and Daryl has a salary structure where he will not go over it. So once James hits a certain number on Daryl's formula, as much as he likes James and wants to bring it back, he ain't just going to max him out. I mean, he's got a number, and that's it. And either James plays for the number or he doesn't. And once again, I'm not even sure it's about the number for James. I mean, I think he expects the number to be there, but I think he'd like for Houston to pay that. It sounds like maybe Houston's wising up and not just going to automatically give James everything he wants, which is great news, frankly. And would you rather have James for 2 years or take – well, I already know your answer. You would take on
– talking to somebody in the know, somebody that was asked by the Rockets organization about it. And thank goodness this person really knows basketball. He said, do not give him a four-year deal. Do not give him a four-year deal. Give him a two-year deal. Pay him whatever. You got money to spend. But do not give him a four-year deal.
Right.
It's because you will regret that.
Yes.
And I'm hoping that the organization is listening. I'm hoping that they don't. I don't think, because look at, I mean, they probably could have gotten this done already with James. We would know already. All right, the Rockets have said, you know what, they're set in stone. They go, I think they're going about this sensibly. If you get James Harden at your cost, at your price, okay. If not, James, go ahead, re-sign with Philadelphia. But you know what? Philadelphia doesn't want his price either.
I don't think Morey's not just going to give James what he wants. I mean, it's He's not the same player he was when Daryl was giving him all the Supermax stuff. I mean, he's gone down. The numbers, the data says that. And Daryl is true to the data. And he's just not going to do it. And by now, they know what James is about. I mean, James is, look, the data also says James doesn't really come up and play big in the postseason in the biggest opportunities. I mean, he had some games this year, but then his game 7 was classic elimination game, James. So I don't, you know, Kendrick Perkins, I listen to pretty much, I'm right at 0% of what he says. And he was.
Pretty much none of what he says. Okay.
Pretty much 0% of what he says do I take seriously. But when he dropped the Lakers on there, that one actually made some sense to me. Because, RJ.
You're trying to get James here,
you're trying to pawn James off on us. But now when I throw you, James, here's what you get. Here's what you get. Let me sell you on this. You get another creator off the dribble. You get a guy who can be on the ball, take some pressure off James Harden. You have Austin Reeves, who he can create for us. So now you have two creators on the court at any one time. Austin Reeves, who I assume you're going to re-sign. James Harden and LeBron. LeBron doesn't have any love affair with James that I know of. I don't know that he's ever drafted him on any of his All-Star games.
No, he got stuck with him once, didn't he? Didn't he get stuck with him?
Although, no, because that's right, James is not a banana boat guy either. No. And LeBron's a banana boat guy, right? Yeah, with Chris Paul. And Chris Paul is not down with James. But you got a rebounder, a shooter, a scorer, a playoff veteran, RJ. We're giving you a guy, former MVP?
Yeah.
We need old men. We tried this already. Like, we tried this like a couple years ago. We said, hey, let's bring back all the old Lakers. You know what we did? We brought back all the old Lakers. Like, I don't need old men. We need young guys.
When in doubt.
If it's not James, it's going to be Chris Paul. Just so you know, all your young guys that you want.
Let me tell you, there's nothing old players like better than adding old players.
Yes.
And we saw it with the Rockets
here. Carmelo?
Yeah, Melo. He's going to go with guys he knows.
LeBron gives
him a chance to win immediately.
No. The reason why I've always pitched the Rockets is because I feel that the Rockets, yes, they're missing vets. And I just believe that Houston has a love fest for James Harden. So I'm like, why not just jump into the pool and let's just jump right in, guys. Let's jump into the fire. Harden's going to come back. But for the Lakers, no, absolutely not.
You've been talking about him coming here, and then as soon as you hear the Lakers, you go nuts.
We need young guys.
You're the worst. No, yeah, you get him. You get him.
One, two, three, no backs.
No backs.
Come on, LeBron. Come on, GM LeBron. Do your thing and get a seasoned scorer, one of the top scorers in the history of the game, a former MVP. Because everyone loves to use the phrase former MVP about players. So he's a former MVP. He's got a lot of experience.
What year was that?
He was 18. He's got a lot of experience in the league.
You know what, Lance? We did that. You know what it was called? Russell Westbrook. And it didn't work.
Led the league in assists,
RJ.
We did this already. It was called Westbrook. And all the Lakers fans tried to talk themselves into Westbrook, and it didn't work.
This is a good one.
Yeah. No.
Russell Westbrook hadn't won an MVP since 17.
Yeah, how about that?
James is the last American-born player to win an MVP.
I don't care if he was the second to last. We tried talking ourselves. We, as if I play for the Lakers, talked themselves into Russell Westbrook. Oh, he's going to be able to bring the ball up. Like, LeBron hasn't had a guy to do that. And the Lakers haven't had a guy like that since Magic. Look at the fast break totals. And it did not work. It's not going to work with James Harden, who's going to beat himself out.
Jeff wants to cook. Get Jeff in. I just cooked just now. Jeff wants to cook. What's up, Jeff?
Man, I'm ready to cook. Hey, by mid-next week, the Killer Bunks will jump on Jose Abreu's bandwagon. They quit bashing it just like they did Duval last year. I'm cooking.
Yesterday was Let Him Cook Day.
Well, we didn't do it. We didn't put it out. You can cook anytime you want.
Yeah, well, we were cooking with
golf. Let him cook!
We were cooking with golf yesterday, okay? You talk about a hot show.
Simmering.
That from Texas State Amateur. Did you see that trophy, the size of that trophy?
It was a monster. There wasn't that much
cooking. Could Nikola Jokic have lost that trophy?
Yes.
He can lose any trophy.
He lost his NBA.
Apparently he lost his MVP trophy.
All right, I'm getting a little tired of this. Nikola barely can, like, the whole Nikola, I get that he wants to deflect attention from himself, but the whole Nikola, work, basketball, some, it's a job. Anybody who loves their job is lying. I can't even find my trophy. Okay.
Wait.
That's enough.
No. I wholeheartedly believe him. He doesn't care. I love this guy. He does not care about any of this. He doesn't even want to be there today for the parade.
No, I don't think he cares about that. I think he cares about basketball. I think what he said.
No, he cares about basketball.
But he said something the other day that bothered a lot of people. I think some of them are kind of misconstruing what he said.
What did he say?
But he basically said basketball's a job, and show me somebody who loves their job.
Yeah.
And so that's like.
Well, it's a lot of work. You know.
No, it is a lot of work. But the last thing you want to say is. The last thing you want to say, if you're the guy that is known for being the guy who is a team first guy. Yeah. Usually what goes with that is not, I don't love basketball, or basketball's a job, I don't love. Like, that's not usually this. Usually, I love ball, ball's everything. I want to win, winning's everything. I think that's who he is. I think some of this is like, it's a little over the top.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the, man, listen, that's a tiring run, though. I mean, the NBA how much more could they possibly have dragged this thing out? And when you look at him, as chiseled as he is, as Nikola, you know his work in the offseason, how much he's putting into it to get that body as chiseled as it is, with no definition whatsoever.
Got to. He's working.
He's working hard. Yeah.
He didn't want to lift because it's going to make him too muscle bound. Look at his brothers.
Yeah. Oh, no.
His brothers lift.
His brothers sit and just get tatted up. And that's all they do.
You see the arms, though?
Yeah, I saw them. Hey, this segment's brought to you by Damaris Barbecue Brisket Tacos. Crunchy, a little sweet, meaty, cheesy, and delicious. Get them at Damaris Barbecue Brisket Tacos.
Diego wants to cook next.
They're really good. All right, let's let Diego cook. Diego, cook today. What's up?
Hey, fellas, can you hear me?
Yes,
sir.
Yes. I think the Astros are going to trade for Paul Goldschmidt, give away one of their 100 pitches that they seem to keep making. And some prospects, I think he can help us fix, the window.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Do we have
this
any
line
sizzling? Do we have any bacon sizzling we can put underneath when it gets
that's
to be that
sizzling.
Spicy? That was sizzling.
Help.
That was spicy.
Okay.
That was a sizzling
Diego
hot take.
Cocina.
Diego said Paul Goldschmidt.
Oh, what? That's cooking.
That's cooking right there.
That's cooking with gas.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't know that has any prayer of happening, but that's that's like bacon grease hot.
I mean, they're not doing anything.
Have you ever had hot bacon grease thrown at you?
No.
Me either.
I
hope never to.
Why would anybody
I hope
do
never
that?
To.
Listen, the Cardinals suck. I could see this. I mean, Paul Goldschmidt in the middle of this lineup?
Who are you trading for? He said you'll trade one of your arms. So your arms are hurt.
Bye.
Who? Which arms? Hunter Brown?
McCullers. Yep.
All right. What if he said, all right, we'll take Christian Javier. What did they say? We'll take Christian Javier for Paul
Goldschmidt. We're not doing that.
What about Hunter Brown?
No, we're not doing that.
Okay, which arms do you want to see gone?
I don't want to trade McCullers, but I will give them up for this.
Wow. Okay. What a fella you are. What a fine fella.
Yeah. Oh, no. If I have to.
You're going to lead with McCullers?
JP France. Okay. There. I said it. I did it. Done. Let's move on. Next.
Is Montero
next
potentially
trade.
Open on this whole part deal, too?
Montero.
Is he available? I bet you he's available in your trade.
6.86 ERA right now.
Yeah, but that's coming down. He just needs to just get him in there more.
Is it?
Get him in there more, and let's get that thing down.
Wow.
Let the sample size get to where it needs to settle in at.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 713-780-3776 if you want to cook.
I'm going to get Mason to cook today, too, because Mason, although it's not going to be a cook, Mason's probably going to argue. I need to get Sebastian in here, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay, so we're going to get all Lance's kids in here. We need
that could take a long
Maddie
time.
Too. We need Maddie, too.
No, we don't need her. She got in a lot of trouble yesterday.
Oh, no.
She
oh, no. Really Maddie, please.
The arguing is a problem.
Does she need a lawyer? Maybe John Daspit?
No. She should lawyer up sometimes, though.
No, well, she might
sometimes
be a lawyer.
You're not, you know what? You
she might work for Daspit someday, the way she argues.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know if it'd be a PI. She might do some personal injury stuff. I do know that sometimes she needs to know when to stop talking. And, you know, and lawyer up a little bit. John Daspit is not, he's not doing the criminal law stuff. What he's doing is he is helping you. I don't know. He may have done it in the past. He worked for a massive law firm here in Houston, highly regarded, highly respected. He was very good there. But he said, you know what, I'm going to go out on my own and start my own business. And that's what he did. And he's grown it into 10 offices around the state of Texas. He's opening in Arkansas. He's opening in Alabama. He is like taking over because he's so successful. This guy has an incredible win rate when it goes to court. Most of them don't even have to go to court because John Daspit on personal injury stuff, he understands what the formula is for you on from a compensation standpoint. And pretty much every single time that the insurance company, when you've been injured due to someone else's negligence out on the roadway or at the workplace, they try to go with the lowest possible settlement, try to hit you with the check, get you excited to sign it off without considering all of your hospital bills, physical therapy, pain and suffering, whatever the case may be on your injuries, because some people really go through some serious injuries. And John Daspit wants you to understand what it is that you are signing. So before you sign anything, make sure you're talking to John Daspit or his law firm, because they will fight for you, whether it's larger cases with more multiple people have been affected, which is one of his personal specialties, or if it's just you yourself with a hip replacement issue. John Daspit's a number to call. 713-CALL-NOW, passionately pursuing justice for the injured. 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm an idea man, Chuck.
This is Bill. Idea to eliminate garbage. Edible paper.
Let's get back to the wrench with these two tools. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. The number, if you'd like to get in here on the show. I just went to the... I've never seen interns as excited to be here as I've seen as those two interns in there. Right? Who's the... What's her name right there, RJ? Kaylee? Haley. Haley is so excited, dude. I mean, do you want to I don't think she's about this morning life, if you want to know the truth. Haley, you want to get Haley on your mic, will you? Will you get Haley in here? She is...
Joined the team.
She's... No,
that's why
no.
I got addicted to coffee.
Haley, you're not... You don't... Hi. Do you like morning? Are you a morning person?
No, not at all.
No.
Wait, do you go to school?
Yes.
Where do you go to school?
Auburn University.
Auburn?
So yes. You're a War Eagle.
War Eagle, yes.
Yeah. So, do you have morning classes?
I had one at 9 last semester.
And how often
but
did you get to it?
Did you miss it?
I was usually late every day.
Yeah.
You're not... I had one night when of class. But you've been there... in high school, you got to high school on time.
Sometimes, probably.
No, I actually was late every day to my senior year of high school.
Because
Oh my gosh.
What high school did you go to?
Hyde Park. It's in Austin.
Oh.
So you were late every... How are every you down day. Here then?
I care about this job, so I make it on time.
Well, you do?
No. I mean Houston.
Oh! My parents moved here after I graduated high school.
Okay.
Oh, they did.
So you were late every day your senior year to high school.
Yes, right. But I also had study period, first period. So
you don't have to go to that.
So you were late most studying. Days?
Who needs
most
that?
Most days of your 9 o'clock? And so are you still in school there?
No, not... Well, I graduated. Now I go to Auburn.
It seems...
No. That's what I mean. So what year are you at Auburn?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to my junior year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you set up your schedule for next year?
Yes.
You
what's
have,
your earliest what's, yeah. class?
11.
So, Haley, when I went out there, you...
11.
You could not have seen more bored. I did that.
What? I mean, same as me.
Yeah. Well, no, I know everybody that's listening right now.
I understand that. I get that. I mean, I got Zion, maybe a rocket.
I just feel like you were so disgusted with your life at that point. Were you?
I'm just not a morning person, but usually when I'm here in the afternoons, I can do like design and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's good.
So I will admit, when I was in college, I found out I wasn't a morning person either.
Yeah, me
and
either.
And so my 9 o'clock Spanish and sociology classes. Woo, woo, woo. who yeah. Spanish yeah. with Professor Paulino was not hitting for me. That was that. And I noticed that my son, in looking at, he goes to Alabama. He's a freshman at Alabama. So the best school in Alabama.
No college student is a morning person ever.
Yeah. So I noticed that when I could look at his stuff, and I noticed some of his attendance stuff was not as good as I was thinking it might be.
Are you does she like to stay up late and party, or is it just you just don't like to?
No, I go to bed early too. I'm just a tired person.
Well, what do you consider early?
Like 11.
Yeah. That's early enough.
That's the time I go to bed and I make it in here. Yeah. So.
But we're not happy about it either.
No one's happy about it. You just have to do it.
Yeah.
No one's happy.
I didn't get coffee this morning, and so that's why I go to get coffee.
RJ, why don't you have coffee for the interns? I mean, let's go.
You can show her where Tom and Tom's is.
Right downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's coffee right down there. And there's a Starbucks right over there if you want to pay expensive prices.
Yeah. Time for Julian here on ESPN 97.
Sam, you know who's here? Our intern, Sam. We'll get her on tomorrow. Well, no, we'll be out.
We'll be out.
Live somewhere.
We'll be
out. But we got an intern, Sam, who is Mr. Granato, I need your phone number. Mr. Zerline. And I spent 25, 30 minutes talking to her. She's getting everyone's number. Yeah. She's here. She's here early.
Yeah, she is.
She's perky. She's the volleyball player, wants to do this and that. And now, she goes to Southwest Assemblies of God University. SWAGU, the original SWAGU.
So she, she seems like more of a morning person than Haley. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Haley doesn't seem, it seems like, that the wheelhouse might be better.
And she goes to an SEC school.
Yes.
So I'm guessing that there's some party.
It's a little different.
I'm guessing their personalities might.
A little different than the school of God. Yeah.
Yeah, there may be some personality differences.
Nothing against
too.
Auburn or SEC school.
If it were me, I would have probably gone to Auburn before the SWAGU.
Speaking of SEC schools, did you see the schedule reveal yesterday?
I did. My wife is so pumped. She's already like, you got to get us tickets for Georgia, for the Georgia game coming in town.
So
you got to find a way. Okay, I'll find a way, since everyone in the tech city of University of Texas is going to be paying that. Georgia tickets at Texas are going to go for a minimum of $800.
Okay, so at home, Texas has Mississippi State, Florida, Georgia, and Kentucky.
I'll get you
is a pretty good schedule.
Yeah, I'll get you Kentucky tickets.
On the road, they've got Oklahoma in Dallas, Texas A&M, Arkansas, and Vanderbilt. Texas A&M.
We can make the Vandy trip.
Texas A&M at home. LSU, Arkansas, and Missouri and Texas. Big win for the Aggies with this schedule. Having Texas at home. And by the way, Jimbo was right. Ross Bjork said, we're going to get Texas at home the first game.
And the other day, Billy Lucci was on with Paul Feinbaum and guaranteed that would happen.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Because the Aggies knew that with Texas coming in, they were going to get the first home game.
Well, yes, because they were not at all advised about Texas joining the SEC, which they would have been opposed to, and they were not consulted in any way, shape, or form.
You get a vote?
No, you don't get a vote, but you would have just. They did not want Texas in the SEC.
No.
So when it was thrust upon them, all right, at least give us the first home game. And they got the first home game. Georgia has Florida and Jacksonville, Auburn, Mississippi State, and Tennessee. They have to go on the road to Alabama next year. That'll be
How about some of these games?
How about some of these games that we got? LSU. Okay, so some of the games in 2024. This is why it's so good for Texas and Oklahoma to be in the SEC. We got, obviously, Alabama-Auburn, Alabama-LSU, Arkansas-LSU, Auburn, Georgia, Florida, LSU, Georgia, Tennessee, LSU, Ole Miss, LSU, A&M, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State, along with the Aggies and Longhorns. You've got Georgia at Texas. This is fantastic. This is going to be a lot of fun. You're going to have a really, really big game just about every single week.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's what coaches like.
No, but you know what? So too bad. This is for fans. This is for us. not four. We're going to have a student, we don't always have.
And the student athlete, do you have any thoughts on
now.
That one?
I ain't worried about them. They're getting paid.
I know. Now it's, I don't.
No, you
worry,
I don't care. You know what?
You need to play too.
That's right. That's right.
I'd be.
Wait a minute. We ain't
players,
starting
college
with
players.
We ain't going to start sitting college players in big games now, are we?
Are we load
managing college football players now?
No. The question is, well, college players load manage themselves for the pros sometimes when they think, eh.
Yeah. Well, they load manage for bowl games.
No. Oh, there hasn't been. Oh, you mean LSU fans think that every LSU cornerback has played out seasons?
Stingley was, definitely a little different. But he's going to now, he load managed so well, he's going to play every game for the Texans now.
Is this the year?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You know when the last time he played a full season was the year after James won the MVP?
I don't care about your stat. Oh, but about your little facts over there. That doesn't bother me at all. I've said he's going to be playing every game for your Houston Texans. How's that? Okay.
That's crazy. 20, 21, 22 all season-ending injuries.
Yeah. But watch. I'm telling you. Because he's excited about this schedule, too. This is a lot of fun.
Sting is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you throw Oklahoma and Texas in. There's no doubt that SEC gets more fun. I think local fans. Look, from a pure sports fan standpoint, this is
fantastic.
Great. This is great. I mean, the super conferences, there's part of me that I still try to be consistent and say, look, I don't think it's great for football. I definitely don't think it's great for academics. I don't always love the way that college football has trended because they let things get out of control too quickly, and now it's really a mess. However, just sitting on your couch on a Saturday or in a sports bar on a Saturday, I'm telling you now, USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten? I mean, the mega conference, it's terrible for smaller schools. But the idea of the top 40, the idea of what 40 of the schools are going to be doing at some point or more with the super conferences, holy crap.
No, it's going to be
good. You get Clemson and FSU and Miami and some of these teams. All, you know, kind of FSU and Miami's kind of going along for, well, FSU had a nice comeback year last year. Miami's got to start to carry the weight of their name. Like, they're not playing up to what Miami's reputation
name
is.
One team in the ACC that played up to its name.
No. I mean, Clemson has been, it's been a good long
not,
run for Clemson.
The last couple of years.
No, but it's been a good long run for
no,
Clemson.
No,
Clemson
no.
was okay last year.
But how about,
they're all right.
How about the Aggies?
They're going to be a lot better this year.
How about the Aggies avoided Alabama and Georgia? Only two teams avoided Alabama and Georgia, them and Arkansas.
Yeah.
Listen.
Well, it's going to happen, but you know what happens in the Big Ten, though? We see that all the time where you say, well, you know, Michigan didn't have to, or Penn State didn't have to play Michigan or Ohio State. There's been no seed. Wisconsin.
No, Wisconsin. Penn State, because they're in the same division. Mm-hmm. Right. Wisconsin avoids them, all the time. And you know what they do? They get to the championship game.
Yeah.
Which is what the Aggies are going to do in 2024. There, I cooked.
You did just cook.
I just cooked.
You microwaved. Out of nowhere, you just went,
RJ.
Bing!
RJ,
I said, let
did I cook or not?
Cook!
Bing!
I said, let him cook!
Championship game.
That
for
is
For the
cooking.
Aggies, 2024. Bing!
That is cooking.
Bing! The microwave is just dinged.
Vinny Johnson was not the microwave. You were the microwave.
I am the microwave. Time for you. Is that a jab at me or Vinny?
No, but I can tell you this. SiteJab is a company that makes custom websites. You know, for ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listeners, they've got $975 off of a brand new website. And that is a huge percentage. I know what the websites typically go for. And, of course, it depends on a lot of what you need for your website. You need e-commerce. They can do that for you. How expansive do you need video shot? They can do professional video production and shoot for you. A really quality product as well, and have that integrated on your site in the background. If you want to see what I'm talking about, go to sitejab.com, and it looks really cool. They understand how to make your site pop in terms of colors and layout, the actual flow of the website is designed so that people get to the information they need quickly without a bunch of scrolling and click-throughs. And I can tell you this, they understand how to make your website sticky and how to turn your business, the eyes into business leads. So when people go to your site, they see who you are, what you do. you're portrayed in a very favorable light, and $975 off a custom website. I'm telling you guys right now, this is really an outstanding offer. Get a quote right now from SiteJab, and you'll see what I'm talking about. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Time to wake up.
Hey, you, you're finally awake. You were trying to cross the border, right?
So get this. During that last break, these guys finally buried the hatchet over that whole Gwyneth Paltrow debacle. With some gentle nudging from Lance, John finally lit her scented candle, and it turns out he likes it. Go figure. It's John Granato and Lance Zierlein mending fences in the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Let's get Julian in here. Hey, Julian.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? First off, I want to say if Zion comes over here, he'll be looking for a wife off of Bissonette. Second, what do you guys think about the Niners making a trade for either Chase Young or Danielle Hunter? Have a good day, gentlemen.
I wouldn't. Who's on the other side? I'd have to care. I'd have to care if the 49ers did anything the 49ers did, and I don't.
Well, I'm going to try to answer his question because I like to be a man of the people.
Okay, I'm a man of the people, not the San Francisco people, though. No. Okay, you go ahead.
Bosa and Drake. Yeah.
Watch out for all that poo in the streets.
Actually, okay. Yeah, they actually like Drake Jackson, so I don't think they would do that, although you could say, I mean, Javon Kinlaw, they may get rid of him. I don't know. I don't think he had a new deal. So,
what about the Texans getting Chase Young? Remember?
I want the Texans to get Chase Young.
Yeah. I don't care about what. I don't, couldn't care less of the what the 49ers do.
You can have.
You got a Bosa. We don't need Chase Young.
You can
we
have
need
Danielle,
Chase Young.
You can have Danielle Hunter. If
although
you
we
want.
Do have Will Anderson.
But they're not going to do it. They drafted Drake Jackson. And
by the way, Will Anderson's kicking ass. Did you hear?
Yeah, I've heard.
You've heard?
Well, it's kicking ass in the summer. I mean. I don't, like I said, I'm consistent about this. I love hearing that stuff, but when the games, I just want to see what happens when the games start. That's what matters to me most. Boy, Vince Carter has a jacked up tie right now.
What's the matter with his tie?
How did he tie it? It looks all jacked up.
Well, and here's the deal: is he got a gray checkered jacket with peach and white striped tie? It doesn't really go. It.
But anyway, so that's how easily I can get distracted. But what now? Oh yeah, Will Anderson. That's fine.
Let's hear D'Amico talking. Here's your
D'Amico
coach.
D'Amico is an upbeat. Now, I will, but I'll also say, as much as I don't buy into all the hype stuff during the summer, it is nice to hear a coach say nice things about players, other than just say the rookies they have to earn it.
Yeah, right.
The same coach speak we hear to beat down rookies.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear somebody.
No,
that's
no,
a little
he doesn't
uplifting.
Do that. He doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Which is nice. And here's what he said about Will Anderson.
Will has been, he's been great throughout camp. One thing about Will, you know, he's been the same guy who we thought we were getting when we drafted him, right? He's been on it every single day when it comes to just the effort, the tenacity that he plays with, the energy, everything about him is, he's been that and more. So he and Will has gotten better each and every day. He takes coaching really well, and Doc has done a really good job of working with him, of honing in on just those small, fine details of his game. So Will has done a great job of absorbing coaching and being able to take it to the field and apply it. So it's been cool to watch.
See that? That's an Alabama guy. That's an Alabama guy talking about an Alabama
guy.
Yeah,
you never hear an Auburn guy say that about an Alabama guy.
No, why? What?
Haley.
Yeah, Haley,
the intern,
with your little Auburn team.
Let's get some.
Do you have any Will Andersons?
Who's your favorite Auburn player or an Auburn person on the Texans, John?
Who was that running back they got that one time?
Ben Tate.
He's my favorite.
All time?
Yeah.
We haven't had many Auburn guys.
No.
No offensive linemen, no wide receiver.
Name all the Auburn guys in the NFL, period.
Oh, let's see. Alabama. We now have John Mechie.
Mm-hmm.
Bama. We have Will Anderson.
Bama.
Alabama.
Bam.
Our head coach, Alabama. Christian Harris. I'm sorry, do you have Christian Harris?
No.
An Alabama Nick Saban coached player?
Yeah.
Let's name all of our Auburn players. None.
Ben Tate.
I don't think we have any Auburn guys. We have an LSU guy, Malik Collins.
Yeah. We got all kinds of LSU guys throughout our history. We love LSU.
Derek Stingley.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Wherever Tavier Thomas went to school, no one knows.
Not Auburn. That's all we know. He didn't go to Auburn.
It's nice. It's nice to hear him say that. And D'Amico Ryans, man, this is why I like D'Amico so much, though. How do you not? Everyone has a lot of talk about players coach. There's a lot of, the players will love. I heard this one. Players will love playing for from Kansas City.
What are you talking about?
Eric Bieniemy.
Oh.
That's a players coach. People just say that out loud. Actually, apparently, a lot of players don't get along with him.
No.
Not a players coach.
No, actually, he's not. I think he's a guy who will
wear on some people.
He'll throw out some F-bombs on you.
Yeah. He will MF you.
Yeah.
D'Amico Ryans is never going to MF somebody.
No.
D'Amico Ryans is what a players coach look like. I'm telling you now, can you imagine how hard these guys are going to play for him? And it gets the one thing about Jeff Van Gundy that I always found interesting is Van Gundy was so dour in season. Yeah. We all remember that and we all know that. But how about if somebody said something bad about his players, even if he knew it were true, he would not be okay with it. He would actually go out of his way to go out and say the opposite and to protect Kelvin Cato, protect Steve Francis. He would now if he needed to say something himself, he would do it. Like he would call out Steve Francis in the media. But in general, he protected his players. D'Amico's not protecting his players. I think D'Amico is happy and excited. Do you know some of us just aren't beaten down by life? I think D'Amico Ryans has figured out life and is happy with life somehow.
At what point will the Texans wear him down so hard?
I don't know that it's going to happen. Ooh. D'Amico might actually be happy with life. He might be one of those rare people that is joyful, has joy in their heart. John Tyler, your son seems like a kid who's not beaten down by life.
No.
He's a pretty joyful person.
He is a joyful person.
You and Frankie, maybe not
but
as much.
But if you work for the Texans at some point.
I know. I mean, the odds are against him.
I mean,
historically speaking, it's not.
At some point, you're going to go.
I mean, Gary Kubiak had health issues. Bill O'Brien.
14 straight losses.
I mean,
Bill O'Brien. You suck too. No, you suck too.
I mean, even the happy Wade Phillips couldn't win when he took over. And then he was badmouthed by a Hall of Famer and Ed Reed, who looked like a homeless gentleman at the time, yelling at him that he was you sorry as hell. And I mean, Rudy T got beat down by the city of Houston, and that guy had joy in his heart. Rudy wore things on his sleeve, though. Like, he was an emotional guy, so he could have his ups and downs. Larry Durker.
He's a champion, though.
I mean, we've had two coaches who, on the field, had health issues. Larry Durker and
Gary Kubiak.
Yeah. D'Amico, we had a meltdown by Bill O'Brien every week.
Yeah.
He melted down on sideline reporters, melted down on everybody.
Here's the one guy I don't think got beat down was Cully, because I don't think he understood. He didn't really get what was happening.
But even last year, Lovey got frustrated
with stuff.
Lovey was beat down. Yeah, David Cully was just like, I'm happy to be here. I got millions. When was I ever going to be a head coach? Do you people understand that I got the golden ticket? He was one of the grandparents in there. It's like he got to the chocolate factory. He's laying in the bed, and then Charlie gets the golden, and Jack Easterby gets the golden ticket, and he goes, come on, I want to take you, Grandpa David. And Grandpa David gets out of the bed and goes to the chocolate factory and gets millions. He couldn't have expected for that to happen. So, of course, he was happy. I think D'Amico Ryans is a legitimately happy, upbeat, optimistic person. Name five people that you've ever met like that. Like, okay, people that I've seen like that, my buddy Harold, Harold Keanu, HQ.
Yeah.
He's always happy, like brings joy into...
Yeah, I've seen him beat down, though, at a poker table.
When he's been drinking, too, probably.
Yeah, probably.
But usually when he's drinking, he gets happier.
Jenny Damaris is that. Gianni's wife.
You know what? Uncle Freddie
is always happy.
Yeah, she's fun to be around.
Yes.
My wife, Nicole.
Yeah.
Monty, no. She has
JT, my son. He's always happy.
Yeah, he always seems like he's happy.
He wakes up in the morning. Hi, Mom.
People who are always... Well, what about in sports? People always happy in sports. I mean, there's D'Amico. And it is true. This is his first year as a head coach.
Yeah, we'll see.
Not Saban.
Not Saban. Someone who's...
Oh, what about Row the Boat? What about from Minnesota?
Yeah.
He
does seem to be happy all the time. Is he, though?
P.J. Fleck.
Yeah.
I think P.J. Fleck is he's a row the boat guy. He wears a sweater and a tie on the field. That's a different mindset. You know who's always happy? Jack Easterby.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
Does he not always seem joyful?
Who is the crazy announcer for the member for the Angels who was always happy? He played Rex. He played. He played. He was a player.
Wonder Dog.
He was always happy. He's a little nutty. He's a little goofy. Gosh dang it! Our memories are terrible.
No, but I don't remember him. I don't remember any from the Angels.
Yeah, Angels announcer. God, what's it? He was stoned all the time. He was on with Jim Rome. You don't remember him?
Oh no, that was oh my gosh. Well,
who?
No,
Rex Hudler? No.
No, you had the one guy who played for the Warriors basketball. It was a baseball guy.
Yeah,
baseball. Was on Rome all the time.
Yeah, he was on Rome. He was a weird dude. Shane Battier. Happy guy all the time.
You know what? Shane Battier. Someone must have come up with that on Twitter.
That's what Ben did. Big Ben said.
Shane Battier.
Shane Battier is a good answer.
Shane Battier is a good one. Rex Hudler. No, I don't know if Rex Hudler.
Yeah, Rex Hudler.
It was. Yeah, you remember, that's right. It was Rex Hudler?
It was Rex Hudler. Yeah.
Don't mind RJ. He's just trying to help the show.
No. There. Yeah, Huds. Remember, he was stoned all the time, and he was happy about
Hud,
everything.
That's right. He called him Hud. Yeah. Any chance D'Amico yells, drive me smooth, mother.
No.
And getting beat
no.
down the coach? No.
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 I swear to you, that's like you just can't think. P.J. Fleck is not a phony. See, here comes Iowa Tony. Red-ass crybaby in a sweater vest. Also, I hope he has a job. I hope he has a job for life. That's an Iowa guy saying a Minnesota guy. Hope he's employed forever.
Rowdy Gaines?
Yeah, Rowdy Gaines. Yeah. I don't know why you'd bring up Rowdy Gaines because I don't watch swimming very often, but... Rowdy Gaines always seems pretty happy on the broadcast.
What about wrestlers? What about woo?
Ric Flair?
Yeah.
Well, it gets Rick had a, you know, no, I don't think Rick is always joyous and brings happiness. He brought cockiness and machismo. That's a little different.
That's a hard one. Brings it is. Joy I just all
realized,
the time.
I just realized no how much lack of joy there is in the world. Not you.
Yeah. No. You. I'm always happy. I'm always, except at the, you know, when I get beat my ace.
Just here, here at the station, not Todd. David Gow's pretty close.
He is.
David Gow's pretty close. Not Jeremy. Although Jeremy's not bad.
Not Joel.
Not Joel. Definitely not Joel. No. Not me or you.
Ass man? Paul's usually, no. Paul gets moody. I've seen Paul moody.
Kellner's
what about Young Polillo?
Young Polillo's not bad. Charlie wasn't that guy. Palillo was joyful or brings joy into the world. That wasn't him. Definitely not Dell.
Oh, my God.
Raheel actually had his moments.
No, Raheel get pissed off, though. He would.
He could, yeah. But the phony Raheel seemed like it.
No, the phony Raheel is...
Like the fraudulent Raheel? Yeah. That guy has lots of joy in his fraudulent
phony Raheel,
body.
But then, you know, he did a heel turn.
Yeah. No.
Right.
I can't think of people on TV. This world is filled with a lot of negativity. Yeah. And here's D'Amico Ryans, ray of sunshine. Oh, now you wonder why I'm such a big D'Amico Ryans fan.
Oh, dude, your love for him is undying.
I mean, because he brings happiness into the world.
We got to bring QC Kinetics into
bring
the world.
Some W's. Hey, you speak up. You just want to talk about making people happy. I just booked our hotel for Berlin in September because my wife has said, book it. I'm running the Berlin Marathon, and I would have never, after she ran Boston Marathon after getting some bad news about her knee, And she said, too bad. I qualified for Boston. COVID took it away for two straight years. I'm running Boston. And she did. She finished. She didn't stop. And she had the best time. It was her happiest moment. And then she didn't run for 4 months after that. And I thought she was done. She went to QC Kinetics. And she went through a series of treatments because her knee issue was bone-on-bone knee, which is about is one of the more serious ones. Eventually, it leads to, like, knee replacement. But she's too young for that. And so she went through QC Kinetics. She went through five different treatments. Before you knew it, the pain has subsided. She began to train again. She began to run again. She had more mobility in the knee. And now she is going to run the Boston Marathon. This is an example of what QC Kinetics can do for you. It is taking all natural therapies, concentrating the body's healing power, putting it directly into the joints that are affected. And people who have chronic pain are going to see a difference in pain reduction. It's incredible. For chronic pain, it doesn't have to be about steroid shots or surgery or downtime or drugs to manage the pain. You can actually see results with regenerative, restorative processes through QC Kinetics. Four locations now in the Houston area, and this is a huge game changer. I'm telling you right now, you've got to look into QC Kinetics before going with some of the standard processes that lack effectiveness. QCKinetics.com. That's QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5. You've chosen wisely.
Hell yeah!
Now that you've purchased all the fine products and services mentioned in the last break, it's time to be mind-numbingly bored by these two guys, John and Lance, in the Veritex Community Bank Studios that has microphones and stuff on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Astros win it last night, walk-off fashion. The walk-off fielder's choice throwing error. That is doesn't get much better than that. Doesn't get much better than that. If you haven't heard him yet, Dave Martinez, after the game, but for, he came out to argue with the umpires. The umpires were having none of it. Said, no, we're all good. We're fine. But then he saw the picture of Jake Meyers running on the first base inside the line, clearly inside the line. He was on the grass, as a matter of fact, the infield grass, running down the first base. By the time he got to the base and the ball hit him,
he made it
back to the line. Yeah, he made
it. And that happens way more. Like, we don't see that angle very often. But when we do see the angle, it happens.
Well,
it happens
when you hit the ball, you're naturally going to be inside the line. You've got to get over to the other side.
He took a straight line, his straightest line possible to the base. He didn't veer to the right and then do it because he would have lost a little.
You lose speed.
Would have lost second.
Right,
he saved the game.
Right. He did. Say, he was, no, he's the hero. We all need it. And here's, but Dave Martinez was having none of it afterwards.
There it is, right there. Take a good look at it. Is that on the line? I don't think so. I'm over this play. Seriously. They need to fix the rule. If this is what the umpires see, that he's running down the line, I'm tired of it. Tired of it. Fix it. We lost the game, and he had nothing to say about it because he can't make the right call. Brutal. Brutal.
What was his explanation to you as you went out there?
He said he saw him run down the line. So I said, we lost the game because you made the wrong call. I guess.
He got so close to taking it into territory of being memorable rant.
You could
hear it was trending that way to, I'm a man, I'm 40, to Hal McCray throwing phones at people accidentally. He was, you want to crown him? To crown his ass. He's got, like you could see, he was right there.
He controlled himself, though.
He was right there.
Does he get fined by baseball?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, what he said is a finable offense.
Yep, he's criticizing the umpires.
Well, he brought a prop out.
He brought proof.
Yes, it's called a prop.
Yeah, right. Right. Can you use a prop?
Is he inside line? Like, yeah, but by the time the throw came, he was on the line.
Right.
Well, by the time the throw hit him in the head, he was behind or in the neck.
What about Gilbert? Here's somebody that's always happy.
So, hey, can we play? Do you have anything from Gilbert yesterday? This is what Gilbert asked a series of questions yesterday, if you missed it, if you didn't stick around for golf. And you said, I'm turning it. Then you missed.
Yeah. Why would people turn it off when we're talking about golf?
Gilbert struggled to hear part of the show yesterday.
What?
Somehow everyone else did.
Yeah. Do you have that? aren't you? Yeah, give him a second. Let's get Gilbert in here now, and then we can play it for him. Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Can you hear us?
Good.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, good game yesterday, anyway.
Yeah.
My air conditioner went out yesterday. You know, I had a car air conditioner, man, to get repaired.
Your air conditioner?
A long night last night, anyway.
He says air conditioner.
Air conditioner.
I saw it went out at Bush, too.
Yeah, Bush. Did
Bush Airline, the air conditioning went out.
The airport went, yeah. Yeah, Gilbert, you're not the only one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. How hard was it to sleep last night?
Well, it's hard to sleep anyway.
Yeah, you sound like you're tired today.
Yeah, I am really tired anyway.
Yeah.
Our intern, Haley, gets very tired, too, we found out.
Yeah, you and Haley don't seem to be good morning people.
Yeah, anyway, so.
Yeah.
So, we need to ask her. We got to win the I picked Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the World Series. Hello?
Gilbert?
Can you hear me?
It's Gilbert.
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 Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, say that again.
I picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the World Series.
All right. Okay.
You hear me?
Gilbert?
Yeah.
I got you now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you must have gone out.
You were breaking out because I thought it said Bucks to win World Series.
So you said the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the World Series?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, that's
so I did hear
that's
him
a
right.
Bold pick. He's cooking now.
I'm going to tell you something. Let him cook.
That's a bold, bold choice.
Why are we not cooking with that is what I want to know because that is
Gilbert's
a bold
Gilbert's cooking
choice.
Right now. Does anybody else pick the Buccaneers to win the World Series? No.
No.
No, you're the only one, Gilbert.
You're the only one making that prediction right now.
Yep. So,
what else?
What? Yeah.
Yeah. After good win tonight or not?
What's that?
Astros going to win tonight?
Astros going to win tonight.
Well, you tell us.
Yeah, you're the one that's making
bold
predictions.
You're the one that makes bold predictions. Are the Astros winning tonight?
I don't know. I just predicted that, so.
Well, I know, but make one here. Are they winning?
Yeah, they're winning tonight.
They're winning tonight.
Give us a you got a score?
That's about it anyway, you know.
Right.
Do you have a score prediction?
No.
Has he
not given you enough?
What did you say?
Okay, I just want to say that the Astros are going to win tonight, okay?
Okay.
Astros are going to win tonight. Tampa Bay Bucks winning the World Series. And then one question I have for you. What is your all-time favorite song? If you had one song that you said was your all-time favorite, what would it be?
That'll be Heidi Ho Princess by Craig Scott.
Yeah. Heidi Ho Princess.
Yeah,
I think we've got that version right now. RJ, here we go right here.
Here we go.
Craig Scott, not that one.
Here it is, Gilbert.
Craig Scott. I want Craig Scott, not that one.
Here it is.
I thought he said, this sucks. This one, Gilbert.
There you go,
Gilbert.
No,
this is a good one.
I want Craig Scott.
No,
for those who don't know, this is Gilbert's favorite song.
I want Craig Scott. I'm not Craig Scott.
This is Gilbert's favorite.
Hang on, I can't hear Gilbert. Gilbert?
Gilbert.
I think he said,
how about Gilbert's listening?
He said, this rocks. He said, this rocks. This is Gilbert's favorite
Craig
song.
Scott, I'm not Craig Scott.
This rocks.
This is it. This is it. Yeah, Gilbert.
This is
Gilbert's favorite song. Nice.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second.
Craig Scott.
Hold on a second. Turn that down. Is that the remastered version, Gilbert?
Yeah, that's the remastered version.
Okay, no, that's not the one.
No.
Gilbert, you were saying this rocks. We should have played the Rick Scott version.
Chris Scott.
Chris Scott.
No, Craig Scott.
Craig Scott.
Craig Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should have been playing. Why did you ask for that version?
We played
the remastered version.
I thought
version.
You liked the Craig Scott one.
You were all about Craig Scott version before.
Yeah, I like that one better anyway.
You do.
Okay, uh-huh. Me too.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I like the remastered version.
This rocks.
I thought you said this
Chris
rocks.
Rock or something like that.
Yep.
You said, yeah.
Well,
Craig Scott.
Y'all know that's remastered.
Yeah, no. Well, now, because Gilbert, that was the remastered one, right?
Right. Yeah.
So that's the remastered one, RJ.
Yeah, RJ.
That's
why
not
do you
the original
keep playing
Craig
that
Scott?
One to antagonize
but you
children?
You know what? It sounds good, which is.
Do you think we'll ever make it away from the palace halls?
Uh oh.
Here's my soul. Come on and take it on.
Gilbert, what's this? Gilbert?
No, I got remastered.
That's remastered?
Hold on.
Yeah, that's remastered.
Hold on.
This is the real.
That's not remastered.
This is Craig Scott.
That's remastered. That's
hold
remastered.
On. Pull it down. Pull it down. Say that again.
I want the original Craig Scott.
And you said, what is this one that you just played? It's
remastered.
He played another remastered.
Yeah.
Another remastered.
We got to play.
We either find Craig Scott or we don't play it.
Gilbert, did you hear?
You know that's the rule, RJ.
Tommy wants to know if you heard about the aliens that landed in Las Vegas. Did you hear about that?
Nobody heard about that.
You didn't hear?
Oh, I've heard about it. And, yeah. Okay. So now the government says this is. Okay, we got to break.
We got a break.
Don't get me started. We got Gilbert and aliens together.
Together.
I mean, what are we doing? Why do we even take breaks on this show when I could just keep going?
Because we got to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing. We got to talk about Billy Brown. Billy Brown, you think Billy Brown's not happy now? He got a remastered Heidi Ho Princess, and he's got a commercial right adjacent
apparently
to it.
Apparently multiple remasters.
Right. And so here's the deal with if you're looking for the plumber, there's one. I'm serious. There's only one plumber that you should contact ever if you have a problem, and that's Aqueduct Plumbing. 281-488-6238. Put that in your phone because you never know when you're going to need them. I had no idea. We walked. Oh, my gosh. Look at what's happening with our wall here. It seems like we got a leak somewhere. I thought it was from the attic, and instead it's right there in the base of the and they found it right away. But you got to call them. Aqueduct Plumbing is going to be there on the spot.
Well, they get there quick.
Yeah,
I mean, they get there quick, so you don't have to. It's not about waiting all day or waiting multiple days. When you have a plumbing issue, you need help, and that's why Aqueduct Plumbing Company, not only are they trustworthy, they get out there. They have multiple trucks waiting for you. 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Alexis, turn it off. Alexis, hello.